There are times when our deepest need is to be seen and heard by our God.
Amen. We'll talk about this important topic and your calls. Let's get ready. Let's pray. Hello and welcome to Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone. We're so glad to be with you again. And the phone lines, friends, they are open now. We are taking your calls live. 877-7-LETS-PRAY is the number to call to share your prayer request.
That's right. And if this is your first time joining us, we are an interactive global community of prayer. We take live phone calls, connect through social media, voicemail, text message. We really try to get to you any way that we can. This is a place truly where you don't have to pray alone. Amen. 877-7-LETS-PRAY is the number that you should call. It's down there on the screen. We want to hear from you. Tell somebody about Let's Pray. Let someone know that there's a community waiting to accept them for who they are, and praise the Lord and pray more. As importantly, bring their request to the Lord, facilitate this experience. And so we're excited.
Amen. Facilitate. Isn't that the right word for it, Mario? Because
That's
we're
it.
Not above or below. We're shoulder to shoulder at the foot of the cross. We're just helping to facilitate communication with our Father. The answer
yeah.
in the name of Jesus. So friends, also, if
Amen.
You're joining us on Facebook Live at Let's Pray Live, don't forget to tell us from where you're watching. Okay. We want to know where you're watching from. Are you in Australia? Are you in Zambia? Are you in Maryland? We want to know.
Yay.
We're continuing our series for this season of Let's Pray with the prayers of the righteous. And today we'll take a look at King Hezekiah. But first, let's get into just a bit of a word of prayer. Mario, why don't you start us off?
Sure. Let's pray, family. Dear God, we are grateful to be together again. And I feel your spirit. We feel your spirit in our respective places. And if you can do that for Season and I, then I know your spirit is hovering in each home, by each cell phone, wherever individuals are watching, God. And we just ask that you would show up in this hour as we lift our request to you, as we praise you and thank you for how you've brought us through yet another week. And as we cry together, whatever it may be, we ask that you would open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that we would not have room enough to receive. And we give you all praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That was an awesome prayer. Praise Jesus for that. Thank you so much. Family, you know that we love the Word of God. But before we dive into our scripture for this week, Mario, how you doing?
I am doing well, Season. We had our prayer before we started our program, and the Lord just brought it to my attention that by His grace and mercy, He had me travel at wee hours of the morning, 2:30 in the morning, on the road, heading back from Ohio to Maryland. No tickets, accidents, breakdowns, into our new home. Hence the bare wall behind us. I wish I could show the family everything else that's around me. It's a mess, but I am so grateful for this mess and for the blessing that God has given us in this new home. So just praising God. No complaints here. How about you?
Doing great. You know, I know that the rest of our community is probably sharing in this sentiment. We're so excited for you. We're praising God for your new home and safe travels. Of course, you know, you guys are taking all of the safety precautions since you've been traveling. But listen,
yes.
We're excited for you. We can't wait to see that wall fill up behind you with whatever beautiful creative things you guys decide to put there. We're thanking Jesus for your new home. And as a matter of fact, family, why don't we say a quick prayer for Mario and his family in their new home. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for new things, Jesus. Lord, you are a God of new. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for this home. We ask that your Holy Spirit would dwell in this home, Father, that you would continue to bless and keep them, Father, put angels around their property, keeping them safe, Lord, as you continue to pour out your spirit and your will and purposes over their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. we thank you. Amen and amen.
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 Thank you so much, Season. And thank you, Let's Pray family. Oh, man, it's a blessing to have you guys.
You guys are loved. So speaking of loved, I love the word of God. Mario, I know you share the same sentiment.
Yes.
And we have recently been talking about King Hezekiah's prayer. King Hezekiah is the second character that we've selected to go through our Prayers of the Righteous series. And we are in 2 Kings chapter 20. Now, the entire prayer is verses 1 through 7, but we'll be focusing on verses 4 and 5 today. Feel free to take a look at that entire prayer. It's very moving. But right now, verse 4 starts saying, "Before Isaiah had left the middle court, the word of the Lord came to him." Verse 5, "Go back and tell Hezekiah, the ruler of my people, this is what the Lord, the God of your father David, says." And friends, I love this. "I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will heal you. On the third day from now, you will go up to the temple of the Lord." Praise Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Listen, Season, so just a little background. The text before it last week, it says that Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and that he wept bitterly. And now this week we're reading that the prophet spoke, the word of the Lord came to the prophet, and the prophet spoke to Hezekiah and said, what did he say? "I see your tears and I heard your prayer." And then he proceeded to heal him. You know, Season, I guess some individuals may shout for the healing part. But today I'm shouting because we are reminded that when we pray and when we weep in that midnight hour, it does not go unnoticed that he hears our prayers and he sees our tears. There are about 7.5 billion people on this planet. And at the same time, God is orchestrating the synchronization of the entire universe. But he stops and pauses and sees the tears of Hezekiah and hears his prayer. And if he would do it for Hezekiah, I can't help but be encouraged, Season, because he's no respecter of person, that he does the same thing for you and I and for our entire community, yea, even the world of whoever calls out to the name and believes on the name of the Lord. Isn't that awesome?
It's a beautiful, beautiful thought, because we need to know that we're seen and we're heard sometimes. We need to know that if no one else sees us, and family, maybe you're in that place right now. Maybe you have wept bitterly like we talked about last week, and you need to know that Jesus hears and sees you. Whatever your circumstance is, call upon the name of the Lord. He is there for you, family. Surrender. If repentance is needed, repent. There's no shame in it. It's simply turning away, turn towards Jesus and let him love you in that place and bring restoration, bring healing, just bring himself into your life in the name of Jesus. Family, might be weeping bitterly, but the Lord has heard you, has seen your tears, and his desire is to heal us. I believe first spiritually in the name of Jesus, but our Jesus heals physically as well. Amen, Mario.
Amen. Amen. You better preach that thing, Season. Now, this is good stuff here, family.
Going to church today,
if this was called Let's Preach, then we would be finished.
Well, then but I know we have phone lines.
Right. I was going to say, I know we have some prayers to be prayed today. So you have somebody there,
I
Season?
I sure do. You know, our friend Janine is coming back to us this week. Janine, it's great to know that you're here with us. How can we pray for you today?
I have both. One is I have update on phobia.
Okay, thank you. That's wonderful.
I'm doing okay, but now having a problem with B-I-B-E-R-T-I-C-U-L-I-T-I-S.
You know, I don't think that I caught that. I'm sorry.
B-I-B-E-R-T-I-C-U-L-T-I-S.
Dermatitis. That is a big word, and I apologize, but you know what? I'm very confident that our Jesus knows what that is, and I believe that our community has heard you as well. There are so many faithful people that have probably written that down. Now, I've written it down as you spoke it, but I don't want to utter what I've written because I'm not sure I got that right. But Miss Janine, we're going to be lifting you up for this. What is this causing in your body?
It's causing her bleeding in the stomach.
Okay, so this is for Sylvia, is that correct? She's dealing with bleeding in the stomach because of this word that I could not get down properly. Yes. I apologize.
Diverticulitis?
Oh, diverticulitis?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Understood. So bleeding in her stomach, she's dealing with diverticulitis.
And she's on strong antibiotic right now.
Okay.
And feeling somewhat better, but still having pain and a sick feeling. Hope to get better soon.
Yes, amen. We hope she does get better soon and that these antibiotics do the trick for her. Please tell Sylvia we're sorry she's been going through so much lately.
My goodness. And I have an update on my Aunt Nadine.
Is Nadine, you said?
Yes.
All right. How's Aunt Nadine doing?
She had her surgery.
Okay.
And they got it all out, and it's not cancer.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Not cancer. They got it all. That is a word of encouragement to somebody today who's waiting on their pathology or is wondering if it's cancerous. That's a word of encouragement. Yes. Janine, thank you for your faithfulness and continuing to come back to us and praise God for the progress that he's having in your friends' lives. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Me and my mom are both back to normal.
Okay, praise God. She's feeling a little better then? She's not feeling?
Yes.
Okay, good.
No, she's up and kicking and screaming and doing her normal stuff.
Okay, well, praise the Lord. It's a pleasure to hear from you.
I also want prayer for my uncle who's going to have back surgery and hip surgery.
Back and hip. Boy, a double dose then.
Yes.
When is this going to
two
be?
Surgeries at the end of the month.
At the end of the month. So family, you've heard that. At the end of the month of September, we are going to lift up Uncle, what's his name?
Uncle Early.
Early?
Early.
Early or Arlen?
Arley.
Arlen. Okay.
A-R-L-E-E.
Arlie, very nice. Thank you for your patience with me, Miss Janine. I appreciate it very much.
No
problem.
We want
to make sure we get it right. Amen.
Amen. I work with kids, so I'm patient.
I'm grateful to you. Thank you so much. Praising God for you today, Miss Janine, for your updates. We're going to be lifting and praising along with you. Do you remember last week, Miss Janine? You may or may not have heard. We asked for prayer for a friend of a Hope Channel family member. Eric was his name. So this is encouraging. It kind of reminds me of your praise report for your Aunt Nadine. Eric had surgery this last Monday, and we wanted to make sure we updated you guys. So last Monday, Eric had his surgery. They got it all. They're waiting for the pathology to come back, but this is brain surgery, by the way. So he's got, feeling in his fingers and his toes, and he's doing really well. They got the fluid and the mass that was pressing on his brain, and he's doing great too. So that's two wonderful surgeries where things are looking up. Amen.
Amen. I've been praying for everybody.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate your faithfulness, Miss Janine. It's a blessing to hear your voice. We'll talk to you again soon. Amen.
Okay. Amen.
All right. All right, Miss Janine. Listen, family, before we go to Janice in Antigua, there are so many of you on the line. We just want to encourage you to hold on. We're going to try to move through, not rushing anyone, but at the same time, let's be mindful because our phone lines are filling up. We don't want to have individuals waiting for too long. But Miss Janice calling from Antigua, I know it's probably about 85 degrees there. And so I'm smiling. You're online. How can we pray or praise with you today?
I just want to give God thanks today for the success of my brother's surgery. My brother had cardiac surgery today, and I want to share with you that I have been with the prayer partners, even though I have not been with them on live. I called the prayer partners last night. I called them today. They were wonderful, but I had to share it with Marion Season tonight of the wonderful work. So the prayers went up, and the prayers of Hezekiah.
Yes.
As both of you just spoke about just now.
Yes.
It was a success. He's now resting comfortably. But then sad to say, after all of that, his wife's father passed last night. So
really?
We still give God thanks for his 92 years of life on this earth. And we just want to pray that the heavenly angels continue to take him into the bosom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And at the same time, as we continue to give God thanks and praise for the successful and wonderful work he did today in making my brother's cardiac surgery a success. So I will wait for your prayers.
Yes. Miss Janice, we will certainly lift up your brother's wife's family, really the entire family. And, you know, isn't life just that up and down like that? But I think that's what the Holy Spirit is there for. He gives us balance. He allows us to be able to navigate the ups and the downs. Paul says, I've learned whether I'm abased or abound to be content in all things. We're going to be praying that the Holy Spirit is able to help you and your family navigate that roller coaster experience of celebration and mourning. And we're so sorry to hear that. Please give them our condolences. And God bless you, Miss Janice.
I certainly will, because I was sharing with my sister and said, I prayed with my prayer partners last night about the operation. And I told them I'm going to call them tonight at 8 o'clock because I need to get this prayer in to continue to strengthen us.
We will certainly lift you, your brother, and the family, especially his wife's side of the family, up during this time. Thank you so much for calling. It's always good to hear your voice.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
A bittersweet praise. Amen.
Yeah.
We're praising God. And just before I go to our next caller, Mario, I just feel like we should read this scripture. I just want it to be an encouragement to our community. I know that our phone lines are busy right now, so I'm going to be quick about it. Psalm 66, 17 through 20 says, I cried out to him with my mouth. His praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But God has surely listened and has heard my prayer. Praise be to God, who has not rejected my prayer or withheld his love from me. And what stands out to me is not just the encouragement, Mario, but the words, if I had cherished sin in my heart, not if I had made a mistake or if I had sinned. It's if I had cherished sin in my heart. Family, we can turn to our Jesus, and he is hearing us when we seek him.
That's right. Amen. What a powerful scripture.
It is.
He cried out and he praised at the same time. It's just that's so much like Miss Janice's prayer request and praise tonight.
It is.
But our God hears us. Awesome scripture. Thank you.
Praise God, Mario. Thank you for selecting that for our community. We're going to our phone lines. Robin in Maryland. Robin, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you today?
Yes, I pray with the Lord. I knew I was going to be next. I needed to hear everything. Every scripture that you said, bear with me. I'm holding back my tears. Thank you, Lord. I did not think he loved me.
You don't think he loves you, you said?
I didn't think that he heard me.
He hears you.
Daughter,
praise Jesus.
A beautiful Christian daughter, Tiffany Bright. Tiffany is a disabled essential worker, daycare for Baltimore, Maryland. She was furloughed from her job. Then her landlord threatened her and illegally evicted her and changed the locks on her apartment.
She ended up in Annapolis, Maryland, calling us for help. 1 o'clock in the morning. I paid for about a week in extended hotel services.
Okay.
That just wiped me out financially.
Just wiped you out.
We can't do it anymore. There's no money. So I reached out to social services or homeless services because there's federal funding for COVID to the state. And I've been getting runaround after runaround after runaround. I called over 25 shelters and programs for young ladies, and it's nothing. I followed every protocol. I called emergency response. They came out to her with the shelter coordinator and said that she did not qualify for services because she was new to their city and zip code, even though she lived in Marlin.
I'm so sorry.
They left my baby.
Yes, ma'am.
It left my child in the street without a coat, without shoes, with just flip-flops.
Miss Robin,
walked away.
Miss Robin, we're going to stop and pray right now on behalf of Tiffany. Tiffany's her name, right? Do you know where she is right now?
She's on the street.
She's on the street,
on the sidewalk, near Whole Foods in Annapolis, Maryland.
She's in Annapolis on the street. All right, Heavenly Father, Lord, give us words to pray in the name of Jesus, Lord. All right. My dear sister in Christ, Miss Robin, I do want to affirm what you said. The Lord is hearing you and he sees you guys. And I know that you cannot necessarily see the end result right now, but I believe that Jesus is the God that makes a way where there seems like there is no way. He is the answer, and I'm not sure how he's going to do it, but we're going to pray right now because he's where we go, okay? All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for an opportunity to just spiritually, Father, throw our arms around our dear sister Robin. Heavenly Father, the heart of a mother. Lord, please comfort her. Speak, Father, softly and gently to her, Lord, and help her to understand and to know in her being, Jesus, that you see and that you hear. Heavenly Father, I don't know every single detail, and I don't understand why they would lock her out, change the locks, put her on the street. It seems incredibly cruel to me, Jesus. But Lord, I just pray that you would be involved, that you would intervene on behalf of Tiffany in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would provide a way where there seems like there is no way, Lord, that she would have a place to stay, Lord, that she would be safe, that you would surround her, Father, and keep her safe in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, my heart goes out. And if my heart goes out, Jesus, I know that yours has already gone out. Heavenly Father, you are not a careless God. You are not a far away God. You are a God who is intimately aware of every detail of our lives. So Jesus, while we don't understand and we don't know how, what, or why right now, Heavenly Father, we know you. We know your character. We know that you are everlasting and that you love us unfailingly, Jesus, that your grace is sufficient. And so, Lord, I pray for Jehovah Jireh, God provider, to be exactly that on behalf of this family, Lord. Please encourage our dear sister Robin in her heart, Lord, and be with this family, Father. Be with this family, Lord. Please change the circumstances. In the name of Jesus, we plead and we thank you in advance. Amen and amen. I'm so sorry to hear about this, Robin.
Amen. She's such a pretty girl. She's a pass for a Beyonce lookalike.
Oh,
but she has a pretty heart.
Praise God.
She's meek. She's sincere. She's a born-again Christian, and this just is so hurting.
I understand, but Jesus does not promise that the trials will not come. He promises that he will be with us in those trials. And I know that that might not solve the problem right now in our feelings, but please know that the Lord sees you and her, okay? All right, would you give us a call back next week or stay in touch with us on social media at Let's Pray Live on Facebook or Instagram? Do you have access to any of those?
Yes, I do.
Okay, we would love to stay in touch and just to continue to support you guys in prayer during this time, if that's okay with you.
That will be fine because we're, like, totally alone.
Yeah, you are not. And it's something that we say with this program is that this is the place where you don't have to pray alone, but it's not just something we say. We believe that it's from the Father, that you really do not have to pray alone, and that we are, in fact, together in spirit, Robin. You are not alone, okay?
I receive it, even though in my emotions I'm crying because I'm traumatized with what my child went through.
I can't. I
am in the morning.
I think you're doing very well right now. You're doing very well right now, sister.
Are good that you gave. Thank you for giving those particular scriptures.
Praise God. Please give us a call back next week. We'd love to continue to hear from you and to just throw everything we had at Jesus' feet with you, okay?
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh man. Dear sister, my condolences for what has taken place with your daughter, and I just feel it in my spirit, season. I think about Hannah, who in the Bible, who came to weep because she could not have a child. But it's not so much about what she was weeping about as much as it was her coming to the temple of God, where she believed the presence of God was, and crying out unabashedly because of her circumstance. And I just want to encourage our family, our Let's Pray family right now. You can give us a call. You can cry out. We don't have the answers, but we can certainly take you to the one who does. But this is a place where not only do you have to, you don't have to pray alone, but you don't have to cry out alone. We want to weep with you. We want to mourn with you. We want to rejoice with you in as much as you will allow us. And with that said, I just want to read this scripture. Brother Wilbert, I know you're online. Hold still for a second, my brother, 1 second. Psalm 61:2, it says, "From the ends of the earth, I call to you when my heart is faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I." From the ends of the earth, I call to you when my heart is faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Somebody needs that scripture right now. Especially on today in America, when so many individuals are mourning the verdict in Kentucky with Breonna Taylor. We want to let you know here at Hope Channel and at Let's Pray that we are acquainted with the griefs of our wider society. This is not a utopian network. We are, by God's grace, with you, and you all are with us as we are all experiencing what is taking place in the mourning, the wailing, and unfortunately, maybe even the violence that is taking place. And so we want to have a word of prayer over that. And then, Brother Wilbert, I'm going to get right to you. Let's have a word of prayer, season. Father God, we understand what's going on. We see it with our eyes. And I'm thinking specifically of what is taking place in Kentucky. There is so much going on, God, and there's so much emotion. And much of it may be justified according to perspectives that we may have. But God, we just want to ask in the name of Jesus that you would step into that situation. And really, it is a microcosm of a larger circumstance taking place worldwide in which humanity, in which we are not listening to one another, in which we are not empathizing with one another, in which we are choosing to uphold views that may or may not be in alignment with righteousness. Whatever the case is, Lord, and however we see what's going on, and I do mean that not to play sides and not to just tote a fine line, but Lord, you see what's going on, and we ask that we would hear from heaven on this, just like Hezekiah needed to hear from heaven, that we would hear from heaven on these matters. and that you would intervene and that justice would roll down like rivers of water, God, and that you would step in and we would see righteousness begin to fill the land. There are so many people hurting right now over that and much more, given the circumstances in America and around the world, with racial tension and injustice, and with pandemic and with flood and with hurricane, and with what I consider unnatural disaster in diverse places. God, we just ask that you would minister here on earth, God, and that you would truly bind the enemy in the name of Jesus, Lord, and raise up individuals with balanced minds that bend towards you and your influence, so that righteousness and justice can be the establishment of your throne down here as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Heavenly Father, I'd like to continue this prayer on behalf of our sister Janine. Lord, thank you that her and her mother are both feeling better during this time, Heavenly Father. And Lord, I'd like to also thank you that Sylvia is okay right now, but is dealing with bleeding in her stomach, Lord, that her scenario does have complications, Jesus, but it's not as extreme as it could have been during this time. And Lord, we thank you for the doctors and nurses that are helping her and that they are with her, as well as Aunt Nadine's surgery. Heavenly Father, going very well. They got at all, and it is not cancer, and we praise you for that, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray for that same good report for our friend Eric, Jesus. Thank you that you brought him through brain surgery, Lord, and that there are large signs of improvement, and we ask that you would continue that trend and that he would get a good negative test result for the pathology for cancer, Heavenly Father. And Lord, you heard our pleas for Robin and for Tiffany, Jesus. And we just ask that you would provide community for them, some sort of encouragement, Lord, and support. And also, Jesus, I'd like to mention a special prayer on behalf of Pastor Derek Morris and his family, Lord, mourning the loss, multiple losses this year. And without going into too much detail, Jesus, we just ask that you would bless them and cover them, Lord, and to just draw so close to them, Father, and anyone else who is mourning the loss of a loved one during this time. Heavenly Father, I know that you know full well how to handle this scenario and all the different situations and circumstances surrounding loss and grief, that you have the perfect words and the perfect moments, Jesus. And Lord, I just ask that nothing would hinder your way. Your way is better than ours or anything that I could pray. So Lord, just have your way. And we thank you for this as well. We continue to lift up our brother Adelino in Brazil, still on a ventilator. We reported last week, and Jesus, he's still there. But Father, he's still there. And so we thank you, Father, that he is alive, even though he's on a ventilator. Jesus, you are preserving his life thus far. We pray for improvement in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. We're going to go to our phone lines for our brother Wilbert and Miss Janice. Just want to let you know, haven't forgotten about you. We're going to lift you and your family up. Brother Wilbert, how can we pray or praise with you?
Well, I just want to continue this, that the Lord would help us all to stay connected with him, and just please give us his character, and pray that he would continue to be with all the ones that are sick, and pray that he will continue this, just be with everybody, protected by everyone in this pandemic, and especially the kids in the school, and just continue to guide and direct our path.
All right. Well, it's always good to hear from you, and we're certainly going to lift your request up, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Take care, brother.
Good to hear your voice, Wilbert. Friends, we're going to go back to the phone lines. Our dear friend Caitlin is on the line. Caitlin, let's hear that beautiful voice. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good to hear from you. How can we pray today?
I try to pray for my family, my grandma, and my papa.
Of course.
And I made an A on my 100 on my spelling test.
You got
for my mom.
Go ahead.
and that grandma can get more strength that she has now.
And that your grandma can get what again, dearie?
More strength.
I'm not catching that for some reason. More strength. Thank you, Miss Caitlin. More strength. You got it. Praise God. Are you saying that you want a 100 on your spelling test or that you've got a 100 on your spelling test?
I got.
You got one? Goodness sakes, did that feel amazing?
Yeah.
Great job. Everybody, we're all celebrating with you. These are the big moments. I'm so excited for you. Praise God for your spelling test and how well you did. We are going to be lifting up your entire family, but specifically Grandma and her strength. Okay, dear? Anything else we can do today?
That my grandma and her doctor's appointment tomorrow goes well.
Okay. Doctor's appointment tomorrow goes well. Okay, I love it. Our Let's Pray community hears those appointments and they keep track and they write these down or they pray when the Lord brings it to mind. Amen. So doctor's appointment for Grandma tomorrow, that it will go well. You've got it. All right, Caitlin, we'll talk to you soon. Amen.
Bye. All right. We've got Barbie calling in from Florida. Barbie, so good to hear from you. How can we pray or praise with you today?
Well, the first thing I want to thank God for life in this terrible time that we're having. My mom and I have been, I call, hibernating since March. My mom. Thank you. Yeah, I'll need you to pray for me and my mother, especially my mom. She's 99 years young, Alberta.
Wow.
She lost her sight through glaucoma. So it's been difficult now, you know, dealing with her. I'm home. And then I just developed, I never heard of it, fatty liver that's involving my A1C, making it crazy. So I want to ask God to please give me a healing and a blessing for me and my mom and my rest of my family and son that we will come through this. Because I'm nervous because I've always been healthy my whole life. So this is like a first. They're like, well, what is going on? What is this? And it's painful. I was in excruciating pain, but it's doing better. They put me on a diet and a little bit of meds. And, you know, I just want God to just heal me like I was when I was 20. So I'm just asking for a blessing to see what I need to read. And you guys pray for me and my mother that we will be okay during this pandemic situation like we have been.
Yes, ma'am. Miss Barbie, thank you so much for giving us a call and just sharing in on your life and your mother's life. And it's so good to hear that God has been preserving you all through this pandemic.
Yes,
and
hallelujah.
You know, I just want to encourage you. You know, you encouraged me by just this prayer request to say, I want to feel like I did when I was 20. And it reminded me of the text about Moses in Exodus, when after Moses had passed, the Bible said that God said that when he died at 120 years old, he had all of his strength. He had eyesight like he was young. And so it's possible for God to answer that very prayer for you. And we're going to touch and agree on that with you tonight. We can't wait to hear what God is doing for Miss Alberta and yourself in the future. All right?
Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you both.
God bless you too.
And just before we go back to the phone lines, I want to take a quick second to say hello to you guys. We've got over 100 comments on our Facebook Live. So family, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. At Let's Pray Live. We have updates there. We have extra content from time to time. Mario and I will pop on and pray with you. But I just want to say hi to those that are tracking with us at Let's Pray Live on Facebook Live. And I want to say hi to our sister Ruth, Jasmine, Claudia, Rita, Fatima, Lyra, our friend Lyra, my friend Janie, Lois, Carol Sue, Regini. And so we've got our friend Cheryl, who's a return friend of ours, Julie, another Cheryl, Onika, Cecilia, Olive. Friends, there are so many of you that are tracking with us right now, sending in your prayer requests, talking to us. Thank you so much for being a part of this community and trusting us with your prayer requests. We're going to be praying over some of those in just a moment. But for now, we're going to go back to our phone lines. Mario, who do you have?
You know what, Susan? I have Maria calling in New York. So, Maria, how can we pray or praise with you today?
Hi. Today I'm calling for, first of all, I'd like to thank God for everything. And I'd like to share the story that happened with me. I heard one mother asking prayers for her daughter. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to share this story because my son was 12 years old when he involved with drugs, and he was smoking and drinking. He was just staying on the streets, and I suffered too much. I suffered a lot. I got a divorce. I stayed alone with my children. But one day I decided to call, and I was alone. And then I call, and someone there prayed for me, and today I'm calling for thank you for this prayer because God heard, and my son is good, and now he's not on the streets and drinking anymore, and I'm so thankful for that. I'm so thankful, and now he's getting a job, and I'm asking for you continue praying for him, for he gets straight in his job now and doesn't go back for this bad way that he was before.
Yes. And what is his first name, Miss Maria?
His name is Ricardo.
Ricardo. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
I'm writing this down, but my spirit, I am overjoyed to hear the testimony that you are presenting today about your son, Ricardo, that the Lord saw your tears and heard your prayer and answered in the way that only he could. I mean, it's one thing for someone to hear your prayer and to see your tears. It's another thing for someone to have the power to answer it. And that's the God that we serve. And so I praise God with you. And we're certainly going to lift up Ricardo tonight, that the Lord would continue the thing that he started with him. And we know that he is going to be faithful to finish. What an exciting testimony. And for our dear sister who is in the middle of it right now with knowing her daughter is on the street, you are hearing that the same God that heard Hezekiah's prayer and answered, heard Maria's and answered. Your prayer is no less, is not insignificant, but it is as significant as those individuals. Be encouraged tonight. He sees and he hears. Thank you, Miss Maria. God bless you.
You're welcome, and thank you. I'd like to tell this mother for be faithful and believe that God will help her daughter to heal her, for he get out from this way she is now.
Amen.
The same way he did with my son.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Wow.
Family, I love this community so much. I really, really, we're just having a little bit of prayer meeting together today. We're encouraging each other. We're praising God. We're giving testimonies. We're letting our needs be known. We're building intimacy. We really are a community. And it's not just some TV talk where Mario and I just do lip service to being a community. We really are together in this, you guys. Where else are we going to go but the one who saves? Praise God for his faithfulness in Ricardo's life. Listen, he is not the only person that Jesus has brought into fullness from drug or alcohol addiction or anything that ails the human body. Our Jesus saves. Amen.
Amen.
I get
so
excited.
Wow.
So we have Melvin in Georgia on the phone lines. Melvin, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you today?
I called him about 3 weeks ago.
Yes, sir.
Tell him about my son, no testing positive to COVID-19.
Yes.
And he had, you know, quarantined for 14 days. And he was okay, so he went back to work last week.
He's okay, and he went
back
to work.
Praise the Lord that nothing happened, no negative with this. That he needs, you know, he's not living for the Lord right now. We just need to continue to pray for him. My two other children.
Yes, yes,
of
absolutely.
Of course, pray for me too.
You got it, Melvin. It'd be our honor to pray for you and your entire family in the name of Jesus, because we were just talking, our Jesus saves, and he seems to have made a way for your son in the midst of COVID-19. Not everyone's story is that much of a relief, to, you know, coming back on the other side of it, and everyone's doing okay. But we're praising God that that is the case for your son. I bet you are so relieved as a father.
Thanks.
Yes. Melvin, we're lifting you up. Anything specific we can pray for you or your other two children?
Pray for my oldest daughter, Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
She's living, you know, for herself. Mm-hmm. And she was raised Seventh-day Adventist and went to Adventist schools.
Mm-hmm.
And just things are going her own way.
Okay. All right. We're going to be lifting up Michelle as well as your other son, all three of your children, really, Melvin, and you as well. Thank you so much for calling. It's good to hear your voice again. Stay in touch with us, okay?
Well, I appreciate it. I'll call.
Yes. We'd love to hear
I'll call whenever.
You bet.
I appreciate this program so much.
We're praise God. We're just humbled, Melvin. We're humbled to get to be a part of any of you guys' lives. It's just an honor. So thank you so much for being a part of the community. Praise God. Mario,
all right.
I don't even know what to say sometimes. It's just an honor.
Yeah. You know, Season, I was just thinking this, and I'm going to just share it with everyone here. You know, there are times when I wonder about what part I have in any of this, and whether or not God wants me to continue it and, you know, hosting alongside with you. And then there are moments like this when I'm affirmed that really and truly it's not about me, but the portion about, you know, that does concern me. God is just saying, hey, man, I've got you here. I'm letting you be I'm calling you to be a part of this wonderful community, mm-hmm. to serve next to you, Season. And when we have nights, well, really every week, I'm just reminded that how good God is and how much that he loves us and he's called us to be a part of this wonderful community. It's just awesome.
I echo that sentiment, and I'm just so grateful. Yeah. Family, please know that there is warfare over this program. The enemy does not like that we get together and pray. And so I am grateful for the camaraderie that we have, for the community that we have, and the fortitude of this community that I believe the Father has given us to continue to press in together in prayer, especially during these times. And as the future unfolds, who knows what it will bring? But I'll tell you what, as far as it is with me, and I believe my friend Mario, we're going to be here and we're going to be praying in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And I think that is the work. Amen, friends?
That's right.
Let's
That's
take
right.
this filling and pour it outward to our communities around us. Amen?
Amen. You know, Season, I'm going to give you an opportunity to start out with prayer tonight for our wonderful social media community. And then I'll follow you in after you.
Absolutely. And before I jump into prayer, I would like to share just a couple of requests. I know I said hi to some of you guys, but I didn't get a chance to tell you about Carol Sue's having cancer surgery tomorrow, family. So please lift up Carol Sue for her cancer surgery tomorrow. We're praying that it is all taken and that the Lord will heal her completely. Joy says good evening and hello from the Philippines. We love you, Sister Joy. Ruth says, pray for healing and deliverance for my nephew, Marvin. Also for strength for his mother as she deals with his illness. The Lord knows. Regine says, praise God. Please pray for me. God blessed me with another year of life today. Happy birthday, Regine. And also continue to pray for my mom's health, asking God for grace, mercy, health, deliverance, and victory in Jesus' name. She says, I'll take it all, Jesus. And you know what? I believe it says that his promises are yes and amen. Is that right, Mario? Is that how that goes?
That's it. That's it. You hit it nail on the head. Yes and amen.
Yes and amen. So family, why don't we join together? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity to just even be a part of this program, Lord. Mario and I, we know, Jesus, that, Lord, it's because of you. It's not because of us. It's not because we're amazing. It's because you're amazing, Jesus, because you're the one, Father, who's decided to allow us to participate in this ministry together. Each of us, Lord, not just Mario and I, all of us together across the globe, Lord, in this global family of prayer. Lord, it's an honor. Please be with Carol Sue during her surgery tomorrow, Lord. Please bring her through with a clean bill of health in the name of Jesus, Lord, that there would be no complications. And be with her nerves, Father, beforehand. She's reaching out, Father. She knows where to go. And so, Lord, we pray that you would answer and hear her prayers, as well as Joy. Please bless our sister Joy, always looking out for others, Lord, and praying for others on our social media sites, Father. And for our sister in Christ, Ruth, asking for deliverance for Marvin. Heavenly Father, you know exactly what is going on with Marvin, Jesus. And so we pray that you would intervene on his behalf, Lord, and for your name's sake, Jesus. And please be with Ruth's mother and strengthen her during this time while she cares for him, Marvin, Heavenly Father. And for Regine, praise the Lord. Happy birthday, Lord. We are grateful that she was born, and we celebrate the life that you have given her, Heavenly Father. It is a testament to your goodness, Father. And Lord, we thank you for the way that you have heard her request pertaining to her mom's health. And she's asking for grace and mercy and health and deliverance and victory, Lord. And I just love saying that, Father. Thank you so much for being there for her and Ruth and Jacqueline and Fatima and Lois and Debbie and Janie, Lord. Janie's asking for prayer on behalf of her friend Chris, who is battling brain cancer. Lord, he's fought for years with esophageal cancer and has two new tumors in his brain. Lord, please be with Chris. Father, we don't know the outcome, but we are not ashamed or afraid to ask for complete miraculous healing in his body, Heavenly Father. Lord, we know that you have the ability, that you have the power, Father, Lord, and we are asking that if it is up to you, Father, and it is, that you would heal him. Please encourage his family during this time, Lord, and we pray for a saving relationship for each one of them in the mighty name of Jesus. And on behalf of Caitlin, Father, we're praising God for her 100% on her spelling test. Father, these things are vitally important, especially when we're young. And Lord, I thank you that you're encouraging her heart and growing her capabilities, Father, and fostering a sense of confidence in Christ, Lord, for the young woman that you are growing her into, Lord. And thank you for the education that she is receiving. Please be with her mom and her dad and her papa and her grandma. And Lord, that her grandma's doctor's appointment will go well tomorrow. Father, that she would receive what she needs, that she would be able to receive strength. Heavenly Father, from you, and that you would encourage her heart during this time. And please be with Melvin as well, Lord. All three of his children, Lord. Father, we pray that you would draw them into your loving kindness, Father, which leads to repentance, and Father, that they would be saved. Heavenly Father, Lord, it seems to me that there has been a bit of a prodigal walking away in his children's lives. And Father, we pray that you would bring them home, that they would find themselves, Lord, at the end of themselves, and that they would return. Jesus, whatever has driven them away, Father, I pray that you would heal. Whatever the source of a decision to not participate with you and to walk completely with you, Father, Lord, I pray that if it's lies from the enemy, that you would shut his mouth, Lord. Father, whatever it is, have your way and draw them into your loving arms. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. Thank you for saving his son from COVID. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. God, we just want to linger a little longer and lift up Janice, who's been patiently waiting for her request to be prayed over. Just thanking you for the success of her brother's cardiac surgery. She is praising you in the name of Jesus. And we echo that praise, Lord. That is no small feat. Any surgery is really major, but this cardiac surgery is certainly a major surgery. Thank you, God. And then also simultaneously, her brother's wife is mourning as she lost her father. And Lord, we just ask that you would please cover them in this time. They need you, Lord. And look at the roller coaster that life circumstances is giving them. Thank you for remaining the constant as life goes up and down. Lord, we ask that you attend to their needs in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, we want to lift up Brother Wilbert and thank you. And he is just asking for a replication of your character in his life for the parents and families that are dealing with schooling and COVID. Lord, we know that you're already on it before we called, you answered. And so thank you so much for tending to our needs. And then, Lord, we want to lift up Sister Barbie, who just gave a powerful testimony, just of how you preserved her and her mother's life. 99 years old, Miss Alberta, we ask, Lord, that you would continue to cover her as you've done these 99 years. And then, Lord, we ask that you would be with Miss Barbie as she is dealing with an ailment in her body, perhaps for the first time, and she's just not sure how to take it. But we ask, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would take it away. That's what she asked, that she would have the body of the health of a 20-year-old. And that you would preserve her life as you have always done to this point, Lord. And we thank you for healing in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, for Sister Maria, who called, just thanking and praising God for her son who's been delivered from drugs and alcohol when he started at 12 years old. And Ricardo, that you would please just wrap your arms around him, that you would finish what you've begun in him, that good work, God. And until the day of Christ Jesus, cover him and protect him from the enemy. In Jesus' name, we give you glory, thanks, and honor. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, family, it is coming towards the end of the program for now. Don't worry, we'll be back next week. But we'd like to go to our promise of the day. We'd like to leave you with a little bit of encouragement. And we're going to 1 John 5, chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. And it says, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we have asked of him. Praise Jesus.
That's right. And somebody now is questioning whether or not they have that confidence. Well, declare it in Jesus' name. He sees your mustard seed faith and he raises it and he will move mountains with it. So be encouraged. He hears you. Have the confidence.
Amen. Mario, would you mind closing us with a word of prayer?
Sure. Father God, thank you for what you've done in this short hour. We ask that you would continue to be with our community until we meet again. Preserve them, give them victory, and stomp out the enemy in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, family, listen, we're so glad you've joined us for this powerful time of prayer. Join us next week as we continue our look at King Hezekiah's prayer through the series, The Prayer of the Righteous.
And you can find us during the week on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Let's Pray Live. And of course, we go live every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Don't forget, prayer partners are standing by until midnight Eastern time for your prayer needs.
That's right, family. We're here for you. Don't forget, you can reach out all through the week. We're here. We will see you next week here at Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone. God bless.